Good morning, Carborough and Chapel Hill. This is Wilp's Wake Up Call. We're here every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, bringing you the important issues of the day. And today we have four guests, not one, we have four guests. And they're going to tell us a lot about the DREAM Act, because I think there's, with many of us, some misunderstandings, and also tell them about their struggle to get the attention of Kay Hagan and other politicians about the DREAM Act. So before we get into what they've been doing to try to get some attention from Kay Hagan and the public to understand this, let's have each one of our guests introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Rosario. I'm 25 years old. I'm an undocumented student, and I'm from Durham.
Good morning, Rosario.
Hi, my name is Loida. I am 22 years old. I currently live in Carborough, and I'm also undocumented.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. My name is Justin. I'm 26, and I am documented, but I'm part of the support team within Dream Team NC.
So. Good. Glad you're here.
Hi, my name is Dominic Powell. I'm U.S. citizen, but I'm also part of the support for NC Dream Team.
Well, welcome to all of you, and it's wonderful to see young people. You know, Wilf, a lot of us are a little older, and we're so anxious to have young people come along and start doing that work, the work for justice. So, the Dream Team, can one of you or both of you or all of you start telling us about the Dream Team and about what you're struggling for with this Dream Act? Well, who's going to go?
That's the problem we have for people. Well, I can start.
You're good.
And help me.
This is Loida.
This is Loida. Uh-huh. The Dream Team, we actually just formed about maybe a month or so ago.
Oh.
We're a group of students and former students, their supporters, allies, who are working towards the passage of the Dream Act. Yet we also want to work in the immigrant rights movement, and we believe that the DREAM Act will be the first step towards immigration reform. Do we want to add something else to that, I think?
Maybe. Anybody else want to add to that? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I didn't realize how new you all were, so you just started about a month ago. You've been probably working for it for a long time, but to form an organized group, which is the best way to get something done. We just talked a little earlier about to have a small, was it Margaret Mead, a small committed group of people are the only way there's ever been change. And so this is what you're working for. Some of you said you were undocumented, one person's a citizen, one is documented, but what a struggle. And so tell us what the DREAM Act specifically, I think Dominic, you had talked about what that entailed, because there's a lot of misunderstanding about what it is.
That's right. A lot of times it gets confused with state issues, but the DREAM Act is a federal bill. It stands for the Development, Relief, and Education of Alien Minors Act. Over the past 10 years in Congress, it's been called at different times the DREAM Act or the American DREAM Act, but that's sort of the general idea. And what it is it's an independent, earned path to legalization for the children of immigrants.
And what a good way to start with the public being so mixed about supporting any kind of immigration rights or reform. But I think this is something that is so hard to turn away from about the children of immigrants. This would be a good way to get things started in terms of immigration reform. So tell what specifically would be the path?
Well, there are certain requirements in order to be eligible for the DREAM Act. One being you have to have been brought here before the age of 16.
Okay.
You have to spend 5 continuous years in the United States. You have to graduate high school and have a clean criminal record. What the bill actually says is a good moral standing.
Uh-huh.
But that's how that's defined.
Okay.
And if you meet all those requirements, you can then have a conditional visa, which is a stepping stone to legal permanent residence. And the way you earn that is through either joining the military or attending college.
So it's legal permanent residence. It's not quite citizenship?
That'll be something that they would ultimately decide later.
Okay.
But that's where it's going.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first step, like that temporary residency is actually a 6-year temporary residency mm-hmm. visa.
Okay.
And
uh-huh.
so it's like, it's almost as if you had come in through another channel that
okay.
That doesn't currently exist, but it's kind of like, it puts you on that window of earning your permanent residency.
Okay.
And then from your permanent residency, should you decide to pursue citizenship, you still have to go through the same channels that are already established.
Wow, so this is whoever, and how long has the DREAM Act been?
Since 2001.
Yeah,
it's the first time it was introduced.
Senator Hatch from Utah actually introduced it in 2001. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's brilliant because it really, right now there's no path, is there? There's absolutely
not for minors. No.
Not for minors. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that a minor, their visa is attached to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to a lot of people, if their parents' visa expires or
mm-hmm.
they overstay their visa, you know, that automatically happens to the children. So at the age of 18, you automatically become a criminal.
Oh, that, you know, I don't think many of people who are listening, I hope they do, but I'm sure so many of us don't quite realize the full impact of the way things are set up now, which is just terrible. Go ahead.
We see often, we hear often, you know, that the whole opinion of, you know, you're over 18 now, you're an adult, now you can start to do the things in the right way. And we would love to do that, and that's why we're doing this, because
yeah.
We would love to get in line, we would love to get to that, you know, to that, in that path, but there is no path, and that's what we're pushing for, to create, you know, to create that path.
So the people who get critical, or I'm sure fearful, or whatever, we say, well, you know, why don't they just go do it legally? But there is no way to do it legally, particularly for minors. And so you're trying to help people understand this, and also, I guess, help politicians understand that you young people are in limbo. Dick Paddock, our engineer, who I forgot to mention, who's our faithful engineer, was just giving me a signal to have your pen and pencil or paper ready, because in our program, any of our faithful listeners know we always give you information on how to get more information, give you ways to access information. So please get your pencils and paper ready, because this is a complicated thing, and I think there's so much misunderstanding even with among those of us who feel that we're reasonably well informed. There still is some gaps in our knowledge, and you're here helping us understand it better today, and I appreciate that. So you've all formed your group about a month ago, but have you been working on it for quite a long time before you formed the group, trying to work on the DREAM Act, or?
Yeah, I think all of us have been active in different ways in different parts of immigrant rights movements and the DREAM Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only in, what, May 18th that we started getting coordinated and organized, thanks to some emails from Rosario and our other member, Meridiana.
Well, good for you. Good for you. So, Rosario and Luita, am I saying that right? Luita? You have not only helped organize this group, but you also have taken some pretty dramatic actions to get this out, and certainly you're getting some good publicity. I just want to call our readers' attention to the current Independent, that's a free newspaper that most of us get to find out what's going on around town. And on page 7, Hunger Strike Ends, Dream Continues. And the Daily Tar Heel has a front page article on it. So tell us about your hunger strike and what led you to do it, and what a brave thing to do. Tell us about it.
We decided to do the hunger strike because obviously we have said that we are undocumented. Out of desperation.
Yes.
Because we're put in this under such unbearable situations that we can't take it any longer. I think we sat down one day and said, you know, we need to do something, because if we don't do it, nobody else is going to do it for us. And we have been waiting for a long time, and we decided, you know, we want to do something about it.
So we began the hunger strike on June 14th, and our goal was to get Senator Kay Hagan to co-sponsor the DREAM Act.
Mm-hmm.
But then one of our other goals was just to build awareness on the community, so
mm-hmm.
they will be able to know what an undocumented person looks like, because
yes.
we're criminalized. And
yeah.
It's also a coming out action. We are telling the community we're undocumented, and we were former students, and we want to be better persons, and we want to be able to give back to the community. So just being on the hunger strike, and we were on the intersection of Lane and Wilmington in a kind of like picnic area.
Is this in Raleigh?
That was in Raleigh. So we had people walking by and asking questions, and we will say, well, you were undocumented, and they will have questions like, how do you guys work, or how do you pay? And we pay taxes. So this is a very common misconception that undocumented people don't pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be able to answer the questions and just say that, like, break all the myths that go around about undocumented people. So
mm-hmm.
it was also a very good experience being able to educate the community about the struggles that we have to face every day.
What a brave thing to do, to come out and say, you know, publicly. This is so reminiscent to me of the whole civil rights movement, where you're right, nobody does it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well-meaning people didn't do it for African Americans. You know, they had to go out and struggle and suffer. And my hat's off to you for doing that. So, but mostly it was a reasonably positive experience in terms of anybody being, you know, mean or hateful to you?
It was overall a very positive experience. We actually saw victories every day, as Rosario had said it once. We had a couple of people who would stop by, and, you know, the regular concerned citizens sometimes leaning more towards the aggressive
mm-hmm.
and hateful side. But overall, we enjoyed, well, we didn't enjoy the being hungry part, but we loved everything else, you know, talking to people, sitting down, sharing our stories, and
mm-hmm.
Breaking the myths, or dispelling the myths,
mm-hmm.
just sitting down with people and just showing the face of the
yeah.
undocumented population. And what was very important to us also was also winning the support of more people
yes.
as they heard us, as they saw
yeah.
you know, an actual quote-unquote illegal alien, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we consider that a victory. And every day as days pass by, we want more and more supporters, and that was great.
That was amazing.
I've got to take a station break now. Dick is reminding me, get so caught up in this story, because I want to hear more about just with the hunger strike. What did you drink water, or what did you do? But right now, we want you to know that this is Wilp's Wake Up Call, and we're on WCOM-FM, your local low-power volunteer-run radio station. And we do have an underwriter, which I bet you're familiar with, Internationalist Bookstore on 405 West Franklin Street. And you can get more information about them at internationalistbooks.org. but I do encourage you to stop by the store. It's got books that you're not going to find in the big box bookstores, a lot of wonderful political books and culture books, and it's also a community resource center. You find out there a lot of things that are going on in the community. So and you can get you can get us live if you're having trouble with your reception. You can stream us live at WCOMFM.org, which we try to let people know about. But let's get back to our guests. We just started talking about this powerful hunger strike that Rosario and Loita went through or undergone or did to to also educate and challenge all of us to their desperation and their struggle for justice. So with the hunger strike, I guess you of course drank water, and did you have juice or?
We had Pedialyte, Gatorade, water, sports drinks, and juice. Maybe the last 2 days we also drank some juice. But most of the time we were just drinking water and Pedialyte.
I mean, that's so difficult, you know, dealing with hunger every day like that. And I think at the end, one of you became ill.
I actually did. And just to clarify, I guess the first 2 days are horrible, and your stomach makes that sound, and you feel very weak. And after that, the hunger goes away, but you still feel very weak. But as we know, the past week, the temperatures were very high, and on Sunday, my blood pressure was very low, and the heat and everything. I got very dehydrated, so I went to the emergency room for that. But fortunately, I am fine now, and I'm here, able to tell you the experience.
So it was difficult, and you suffer, but fortunately, there's no long-term effects. I'm so glad, because that's what you reminded me. The heat was brutal, the most brutal heat that I remember in June, and I've lived down here many, many years. So you're here, and you're fine, and the struggle continues, and you did do some good education, and you have these. How big is your support team? Two of them are here. Want to talk about?
Sure. I mean, like the NC Dream Team, we're a group of, I don't know how many, 12 to 15, like as a core group. But I mean, we've got so many supporters, and we're an open network where we're building a active community, and we actively reach out for partnerships. And so it's a pretty big group at this point.
And also during the hunger strike, besides our NC Dream Team supporters, we had outside support from other organizations such as the Justice Center, Southern Coalition for Social Justice. We had a lot of support from the community and organizations. So
you had some good allies. Mm-hmm. And that's so important when you're organizing. I mean, we're a small group, WILF, and we connect with a lot of allies, because that's the only way you can really be reasonably effective. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
I just want to
say Dick is the one who first alerted me to this, since I had been out of town. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, I saw that you actually took part in at least two actions, in addition to what you remarked about being at a picnic table in a park in Raleigh. There was the visit to the almost seemed spontaneous Kay Hagan appearance at the Senior Center in Raleigh, in Chapel Hill. And also at the City Council meeting in Durham.
We actually went to two events, and that's right. The first one, we found out that Senator Kay Hagan was going to be speaking at the Carolina Center and at UNC, and so we saw this as an opportunity to try to talk to her. We pretty much had to follow her on her way out of the event, and we got a couple of minutes to share our stories and to say why the Dream Act was important to us. And then after that, we went to a meet and greet event at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill. where we had more supporters in every table, and Senator Kahagan went to each table to try to talk to all of us. And unfortunately, our senator considered these meetings, which we don't consider meetings at all, because we pretty much had to chase her in the first event, and the second event it was a meet and greet, and she barely got to hear, and even try to avoid some of us. But we didn't go to the Durham City Council event because it was difficult for us to go in and out of the campsite in Raleigh. But we had supporters who had been present. I'm not sure, are you referring to the boycotting Arizona?
Yes.
Event? Mm-hmm. We had been following that event, but we didn't get to actually go to the event.
Mm-hmm. So you did go to the Durham City Council, are there plans like to go to Carrboro Alderman or the Chapel Hill, or you know, to start getting these different communities to sign on? Is that part of the plan?
Oh, absolutely. Like any community group, you know, we want to, I think that's the most important thing that can be done right now, is reaching out to the community,
mm-hmm.
be that, you know, the, like anyone in the public, community of faith, absolutely anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get this message out.
And I mean, it's actually been a pretty common thread across the country. Municipalities and even some religious denominations have been coming out and signing official statements of support for the DREAM Act. Recently, there were probably three or four cities in the last week that have signed on as supporters of the DREAM Act, or signed resolutions supporting the DREAM Act.
This is in North Carolina?
Across the country.
Across the country?
Yeah, so it's a tactic that's been brought out, and it's definitely something that we are interested in.
So this is something that we could all roll up our sleeves and get, because mm-hmm. you have not yet gotten it from our local municipalities. Is that what you said?
Correct.
You're so new? Well, is this a time before we, and we can come back to this, but maybe we should start getting people writing down like a website or contact? Any one of you?
Right now there's a blog, and that is ncdreamteam.wordpress.com. There you can find most recent things that the Dream Team is doing, some information on the hunger strikers, links to donate, and just more information, most importantly, ways to take action.
Right, and give that again, because...
Yeah. ncdreamteam.wordpress.com.
Dot WordPress?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Want to be sure. So for some people who like me who don't quite hear as well as we wish we did. Okay, so that's probably the best way to get the information,
mm-hmm.
current
mm-hmm.
information about what you're doing. And I guess, is there a place like to sign on to say you want to be helpful, I guess, with the, I don't know how the blogs work. Can you?
Yeah.
We do have a link to 10 ways to take action in our
mm-hmm.
blog, and also there's an online petition that people can sign on.
That's
what change.org, and we have the link in our blog for that as well. So
mm-hmm.
everything in our blog should help all of our listeners to take action.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, on the 4th of July, Carrboro has a festival, and we're going to have a table there. If you have a petition, if you could get it to one of us, we could have that on our table, because a lot of people come to, or I invite any one of you who want to come sit at our table for a while.
Oh, definitely. We are actually a local group that just formed also, called Pueblo Unido. We are supposed to give them some materials of ourselves, because as the NC Dream Team, we don't have a table for the 4th of July, but this group does, and so they asked us to give some materials so they can also pass out in there.
Oh, and is that, are they going to be in Carrboro?
Oh,
they
yes.
are. Oh, so already that's going to be covered in Carrboro.
Mm-hmm. So we will be visiting each other, I guess.
Yeah,
someday.
That's great. That's great, because there's a really good turnout for that, and so we can start getting ready to go to the Alderman. We'll be so glad to work with you. And one of our members, Peggy Mish, you may know
mm-hmm.
Peggy,
mm-hmm.
Yep. She's been very involved in immigrant rights. She's sort of our, you know, we're so small, we have people sort of specialize and bring the information back to the rest of the group. And that's certainly been one of Peggy's main issues. Is there anything that we have not brought up that while you're here, Now, with the hunger strike, there were three of you, right? So mm-hmm. one of your members, and is she okay also?
She's okay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Viridiana couldn't make it.
Yeah, I thought we should get her name out there. Good, good. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that as we're sitting here you'd like to either reiterate some particular points or?
Sure. I personally would like to say that even though the hunger strike has stopped, basically, pretty much because of health reasons and because I ended up going to the hospital, our struggle hasn't stopped and we won't stop. Nothing stops when the hunger strike stops.
No.
If anything, it's the beginning towards accomplishing our goals. And so we are going to take this to Washington, D.C. We're going to continue talking to our community. We're going to go talk to churches, organizations. And so we'll make sure that our voices are heard and we won't stop. It doesn't stop here. There are a lot of things to do and time is running out. So we invite all of our listeners to join us in this movement as well.
Yes, and I invite our listeners to come by. There'll be a table at the Carrboro July 4th Festival. What would that mm-hmm. table be called?
Pueblo Unido. We'll have materials with Pueblo Unido.
Okay,
they're also a community group just formed that's working with immigrant rights.
Great. So they'll be there. They'll have mm-hmm. petitions. Any of you who are listening, belong to a church or any other organization, I'm sure these young people will be glad to come and talk to your group and help inform them. So just know that this is going to be, this young people will be a wonderful community resource to educate all of us about. And this just seems like should be non-controversial first step towards immigration reform to just start creating this path towards some kind of legalization for these young people who are in limbo.
And that is one thing that Kay Hagan, when people have begun to push the DREAM Act, she said, well, I think the DREAM Act should be considered in the context of immigration reform. That's what the form letter that everyone gets, that's exactly what it says. But when we asked her specifically, do you think the DREAM Act should be part of immigration reform? She said, that's a good question. So
and then walked away.
And then moved on to the next table. The DREAM Act is, it has bipartisan support.
It does. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It has, out of 39 total co-sponsors in the Senate, 11 of them are Republicans. And there's definitely movement forward on the DREAM Act. But comprehensive immigration reform is going to be a much more difficult battle.
The president just finally spoke mm-hmm. about it, and I didn't hear the speech. Did he mention the DREAM Act?
Yes, he did.
Around 38 minutes into the speech, mm-hmm. after various allusions to it earlier.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So I take it he spoke about it positively.
He did come out and reiterate his support. On the campaign trail, he spoke about the common sense need to have the DREAM Act passed, mm-hmm. and he did reiterate that support yesterday.
And also, we want to make sure that our listeners know we do want immigration reform. We all want that for families, for our community members. The only problem is that our senator's response is that she wants comprehensive immigration reform, but there's no bill for that currently in the mm-hmm. Senate. And as compared to the DREAM Act, there is actually a bill has been introduced and it's in the Judiciary Committee right now. And we believe it's the first step that needs to be taken in towards comprehensive immigration reform.
And there's also there's real impetus behind getting this passed, just because it's coming into election season and the bill is going to die if we don't get it passed soon.
Yeah. So this bill, the DREAM Act, has already got some momentum. It's got bipartisan mm-hmm. support. It's not as comprehensive, so therefore it's going to be a step. It's a great step and a less controversial step, I would strongly feel, dealing with young people who were not responsible for being here and need not to be in limbo, need to be able to get on with their lives. I think Dick is giving me signals.
Yes.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, but we do need to say we want to thank the NC Dream Team for coming to join us this morning. And we do need to move on off the air. We'll be here again next week at 7:30.
Okay, thank you, Dick. Goodbye, Carborough and Chapel Hill. This is Wilp's Wake Up Call.